Leia, and we are here today to try out some of our purchases from the summer on each other.
I can't wait, Leia. I don't really know if these are going to be beauty products that we're going to recommend or beauty products that we're going to say
No thanks.
And you purchased them all, so I hope you can return them.
No kidding.
There's a lot of stuff here.
I don't think I can. So we're just going to have to.
Hopefully they'll all be amazing.
You're right. So this is, here's hoping. So this will be an alternative episode. We're just going to launch right in and start trying things out on each other. Mm-hmm. We should probably have a camera set up so you could see what we're doing, but we will try to describe it in detail.
Yes. With this being a podcast.
Yes, yeah. And all. Mm-hmm. Maybe it should be a video cast.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Okay, so what should we start with, Leia?
Well, let's start with the face.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this. You recommended it, kind of.
Yes, I did. I said I was going to buy it. It was a tip or a trick several weeks ago before the summer started and before I was in North America. So I was excited about the recommendation I'd seen in, you know, Real Simple or something. It is the Face Roller by Revlon, and it's an oily skin control for face makeup, and it's oil absorbing, right? And it's apparently made of, and you're looking at it here, volcanic stone. So
now what's happening on the bottom? Anything?
Nothing is happening.
So you don't like turn anything? There's no powder coming out?
There's no powder coming out.
There's no tint?
There's nothing. It's just a stone that's in a plastic receptacle, a round orb. Some of the reviews I've read since I got it, because I was a little bit confused by it.
What is happening?
Slightly underwhelmed.
It doesn't seem very big.
And it's a lot of plastic for a little bit of volcanic stone. But, you know, what they say is, like, instead of blotting papers, use this and it will reduce the shine.
I'm having a hot flash right now, so I can see if it'll absorb. Let's look at the shine.
I see shine right up here in the top part of your forehead. Okay, let's go.
I'm dying.
And tell me how it feels as you're doing it.
Oh, it's, you know, that's nice.
Does it feel volcanic?
No, it's very smooth. I can see doing this if I have a headache on my temples.
I see shine right there.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, come on.
Is this?
Maybe.
There's a reduction. Do you know how much I like? Okay. I'm just scrubbing my face with this. Can you hear that?
Yes.
What do you mean, maybe?
The light's not great. I'm gonna say yes. There's a reduction.
Okay. You have a shiny chin. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe, right?
It's a big maybe.
Yeah, it's a lot of plastic for...
And where is this oil going?
This is a good point. Well, apparently...
And now I just rubbed my oil all over your chin.
Ew. So you can pop this baby out.
Oh.
I haven't figured out how. You tell me. So people rinse it. Apparently it's easy because I read some of the reviews the other day. After I got it, I was like, what?
Do people like it?
Some people like it, some people don't. The other thing is, a lot of people said if you roll one way, it's better than rolling back and forth, back and forth. So go in the same direction with the stroke. And maybe that will make it better. I'm doing it now under my eyes because I feel like I might be a little shy. And the other criticism was it's hard to get into like the nub of your nose, right? So now I'm trying to get into the corners of my nose, but it's a little bit too big to do that.
And it's not big enough for the forehead.
Not unless you just, you know, one stroke at a time.
Like
that.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm buying one, Leia.
All right. Well, I have one, so I'll continue to play with it. But
I'm
not sure anything revolutionary is going to happen when I use it the next time.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we don't love that product.
Yeah.
But so I bought a few things on a whim. And one of them was... We have this long road trip from Seattle to Madison, right? And so I thought it might be fun. And I had had gel nails on mm-hmm. my hands.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, and they had been really, really pretty. And you know what happens when they start to grow out.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to go in and have them redone or taken off. But, mm-hmm. you know, I just don't do that when I'm traveling. And it's much less expensive in China. So I ended up picking them off.
Ooh,
gross, right?
And that's then bad for your nails.
It's so bad for your nails. It's so terrible for your nails. And they look nasty.
Well,
right?
We've all done
and
it.
And it makes them weak.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the case, I went online and I found this product mm-hmm. on Amazon mm-hmm. again for, you know, stick-on nails, but mm-hmm. not glue. That
ooh,
you could stick
like little
them on.
Stickers?
Yeah.
That seems
well,
good.
No, they weren't quite stickers. They looked like they were hard. I've got a few other products here today. I don't have that product. But they looked a little bit like this, right?
Okay.
So they were hard. But then you just like took the tape off the back and stuck them on.
Oh, so you don't need that glue.
That's right.
I like that.
The Kiss brand. And so Charlotte and I were in the back seat. Emily was driving and Dawn was supervising in the front mm-hmm. because she's a learner. And, you know, we were driving through, you know, the Grand Tetons or something. And it was actually a very boring area where I didn't need to look outside. But I was a little bit stressed by my daughter driving on the highway, right? So then it was between Spokane and somewhere else. So I pulled these out and I said, Charlotte, why don't you do my nails? And Charlotte loves to do people's nails, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she takes it all out and she just starts slamming these fingernails on without paying attention to what goes where.
Oh.
You know, which nail length goes where.
Yeah.
But I had already brought along, I had a little packet I was prepared with nail clippers and a file.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like going to make this work well.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Charlotte would be more of a perfectionist than she was.
Well,
but she wasn't. So some went on crooked.
Gosh.
And then, you know, and then they got caught. And then so what happens is, like, I have teeny fingers, right?
You have
and
tiny
nails,
fingers.
And
yeah.
little shell nails. And so they were already too big for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started to trim them, like the sticky part, which should be adhering to your nails, was above my nails. And so, you know, it got caught in the nail clippers. And then so finally we got the nails looking decent from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Actually looking kind of pretty because it was a very, very light pink, almost looking mm-hmm. natural, right?
Yeah.
But then because the nail, like they were slightly longer than my nails and they were sticky underneath, it just started attracting lint and and dirt.
Leia.
And, you know, pick your nose for a second and then like the snot. It was just gross.
Pick your nose.
Well, you know, whatever. It was gross. It was gross.
No,
so
was this a problem with the product or with the application or with the fact that your nails are very small?
Yeah, that I have stunted fingers.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
teeny.
Them.
They're like little five-year-old hands.
They're just smaller.
Yeah, they're very
they're
small.
Cute.
Post a picture of my hands.
They're cute.
Little squirrel hands.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. They're so tiny. Or Edie can put her joint right on
gosh.
Over the top of my... Yeah.
I have like monster hands.
No, you don't. Mine are just baby hands. So,
oh, wow.
Whatever the case, the problem was with me and with the application.
Okay.
I would say you'd have to be a perfectionist. These are Kiss, not glue-on nails, but... adhering nails.
Okay.
We'll put a link in the show notes. I think they could be actually quite good
mm-hmm.
If you took
is that
your time
what these are?
No. This
okay,
is another
this is
product.
Another one. Okay.
So I don't
right.
have any of those left. So now I'm here to, well, maybe I do. Let me root around.
I really want
to
try one.
Maybe because
Leia,
yes.
I have to drive Gus to Allison's house.
Okay, so we're going to pause this episode for a moment. Well, Edie does her parent pooling, and we'll be right back.
Okay, I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm sorry, I forgot all about it.
Well,
back.
She's back from taking, who did you take where?
I took Gus to Allison's house.
Okay. To his girlfriend's house. How
mm-hmm.
nice. How
yeah.
sweet.
They're probably already listening to Taylor Swift.
Okay. Well, and I, meantime, went up and raided the refrigerator
good.
And started editing one of our prior podcasts. So, yay. So, back to the nails.
Yes.
All right. So, the stick-on nails, the Kiss nails, were kind of fun and might work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got the coffin shape. just so you know. That's a horrible name. Like the grave
diggers?
Like they're square. They're square nails.
These are called coffins?
Well, the Kiss brand had them labeled as coffin.
Because I know those pointy ones are called grave diggers.
Oh. Ooh, no. I don't do pointy. No. So I have two other samples here that Edie is going to try. One is the Dashing Diva Gel Pedicure, which is hilarious because it's not a gel pedicure. They're stickers. And just to preempt this, they're bright pink, fluorescent pink. They're quite fun.
Super cute. Great for summer.
Yes. And I did get a pair of white Crocs the other day from Rogan Shoes. I love them. They're really fun. And again, my nails, I did the same thing with my toenails as my fingernails. I had gel and I picked them off. So I have like really short, not attractive toenails at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe if I try these stickers, stick them on, I'll look fantastic with the white shoes. Well, I'll say from a distance, I did. Like, I was smashing. Just like, woo! And they glowed in the dark. They were great. But when you looked up close, they obviously didn't fit my nail bed. And they were too, and they were sort of sloppily. Like, I just slammed them on before we went for the picnic. Mm. And so they weren't good. But Edie, put your toe in my lap. Or on the chair beside my lap. And I have to say that these, again, are way too big for me. So I had to use, like,
the middle toe on my normal.
Yeah, they're big. You've got hoofs. I've always said you have these lovely hoof. I mean, I don't have hooves.
You just have small feet. Mine are normal.
That's one of the first things I ever noticed about Edie was her feet. They're fabulous. I love her toes. But anyway, you have a big nail bed. So let's use the big. Okay, so I've just peeled off one sticky. Bright pink, big toenail. I don't even know. Do I do it this way?
I don't know.
Or that way?
I did it sideways. Square.
Okay, I think this way. Here, let's separate the toes.
Maybe you should put in toe separators.
Well, let's not take the time to do
that. I'm just saying that as a tip.
Oh, yes, one might do that. Okay, see, now I'm just adhering this to your nail bed. You can see it sticks well, but then it gets a little bit...
Crinkly,
that's it.
And you're being careful.
I feel like I'm being careful, though I think it may have come with like some stick or something, you know?
Okay. I don't have time for a stick.
Okay.
Okay, it's too big even for me, for my hooves.
Right? Okay, let's try a smaller one. You would have to trim. But how would you trim? That's the question.
Plus, you can obviously tell, Leah, that this is a sticker because, well...
You can only wear them at night. In a disco like or something.
Crinkles. Okay, try a smaller one.
Okay, let's try a smaller one. This is the...
Oh, and then we should take a picture to show...
Oh, right. Okay, here, I've got my camera.
My hooves. Let's see my...
There's her hoof. Yeah, very quickly. Like, yeah, that's gross.
That's gross. I didn't even think we should post that. Okay,
let's try the second biggest one. Yeah, the sizes don't make sense to me.
Should I take this off?
Take it off.
It's very easy to remove.
That's the good news. Okay. But look, that one's weight. Oh, look. See, there's a little plastic thing at the top. That's where you're meant to peel from. So that actually goes on the top. But that's obviously way too small for that. Well, maybe
no one has a shape. It has to be sideways. But who has a toenail that big?
I don't know. It's for ogre's feet or something sideways. Okay. But that's still too big,
right? It's huge.
Yeah, and this is, and...
Okay, this is a no.
Okay.
This is a no.
Okay, it's a big no. All right, so the Dashing Diva Gloss
with them.
Stickers, no. Yes, I'll leave them here for you. Okay, but, we're on to a new one, though. We're still sticking with the toes. Mm-hmm. This is called Beautiful Nail, Made in China. Professional nail care. Got it on Amazon. Why am I ordering this nonsense? I don't even know. It's just crazy. I have gone wild for the Amazon.
I did order some press-on Olive and June nails because I've heard really good reviews.
Okay.
And I put them on and everything. And the color made me look middle-aged. I couldn't take it, so I threw everything out.
But if the color had worked, it might have been good?
Well, it just didn't look right with my hands.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I think there was nothing wrong with the product.
Okay.
I think it was the color.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's give these a go. These are sort of a shimmery pink, cute, and they're meant to stick onto. And it does come with like a little, what's that called, the stick thing?
Orange stick?
An orange stick, yeah, where you for your cuticles. And it has a file as well. And then what are these little white things here?
Are those stickers that you have to put on it?
Maybe those are the stickers. This could be
this
more
is like two-step.
Let's see. This might be too many steps. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those are the. So.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we can try it.
Okay. Let's take out your.
Okay.
Let's find the right size.
The big toenail.
Okay. Presently blue.
Do you stick it? Do you put the clear sticker on the nail?
Should we read directions? Do we see any? Yes. It talks about how to remove. Preparing the nail. Clean nails of any polish or oil. Well, we're not going to bother with that.
No.
Select the correct size nail.
One already came off.
Jeez. Okay, select the correct size nails. If needed, file sides for best fit. Okay, well, at least you can file these. You can't file a sticker.
Well, I don't understand where I put the sticker.
I think you...
And then what?
Okay, hang on.
Because one side's sticky. It should be a double sticky.
Okay, caution. Do not pull. Peel apart gently using warm water. Oh, that's removing. Never mind.
I have a feeling these aren't going to be a problem.
Clean nails, select the correct size nails, press on. Doesn't even talk about these things.
Okay, well, I guess we don't need them.
Why are they there?
Why are they there?
Let's try them with the glue just to see what they're like without the glue, to see how they look. Let's put them on my toe. Here it is on my big toe. Oh, that looks too big. Is there another size?
Too big.
For
that
me?
Must be for me.
Okay, let me try a different size.
Mm-hmm.
I have chipmunk feet too. Okay. Well, that's not bad.
I like the color.
Yep.
And the size. Well, this even the smaller size down from, it's too big for me.
Uh-huh.
So it would be a lot of trimming.
Yeah, trimming and filing. And frankly, I think you'd need to buy your own glue. I don't know. That's what I.
We have these stickers, but I don't know, Leia.
I'm
give
not
them
sold.
To Charlotte, and she can have fun.
Okay. For Charlotte.
Because I don't think
fun.
I can collage them
all
into
right.
anything.
Okay, well, they're all over your studio now. They're just like...
multiplying.
Yes, like you're having babies.
It's
all right,
like the loaves and the fish.
Let's step away from nail products. Ridiculous nail products. And we're going to save this one for last. I think that'll be a treat.
Yeah, yeah.
You just wait, listeners. And we're going to try next my JM Solution Marine Luminous Pearl Sunspray.
Mm-hmm.
So, Edie, let's just let our audience know. This is 50 SPF, and it's meant to be applied throughout the day over your makeup.
Ooh,
yes.
I like that.
So
it's luminous.
Yes, and so this is something I always worried about because, you know, I wear sunscreen every single day of my life, unlike you with your aviators and your hat. I'm very religious about my sunscreen, but then... You know, I mean, even if it's 90 SPF, that means 90 minutes later, you know, it's 10:30 in the morning, it's recess at school, and I'm done, right?
Yeah.
There's no more sunscreen, and then I go out on lunch duty and. So this is meant to, and I had originally read about Super Goop and some other products.
But people like the Super Goop.
Yeah, people like the Super Goop. So we're not going to say this is the only product, but this was the least expensive product on Amazon that is a spray that will hold your makeup in place and protect you from the sun.
How much was it?
And it was, let me go on to my Amazon account and let you know, but Super Goop was almost twice as much. I don't have time to do that. I'll let you know later. But this was out of Korea too. And
but you can't take that back.
I can't take it back. I'm going to have to give it to you.
Oh,
so.
Yep.
That's
I
sad.
Hope I like it.
I hope you like it too, because we're going to try it in a second. Korean beauty products
are
the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And let's try. Okay.
Give it a shake.
I have used it. We're going to give it a shake. I wish I could take this back with me on the plane because I think, okay, you do me. So I have makeup on.
I can't spray it on you.
No? Why not?
I feel scared.
Okay. I'll spray it on myself. Okay. So here goes.
Okay.
Eyes closed.
Ooh. So it doesn't matter if it gets in your hair?
Well, no. Everything from Korea is safe. But do take your glasses off. I did make that mistake. Smells nice. And do I look shiny? Do I look...
You look the same.
I could use the, the volcanic roller. The roller to get rid of the shine. But here, you try it.
Okay.
I
it is leaving quite a scent, but a nice scent.
It's pleasant.
It's powdery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you spray yourself.
Now look at me.
I'm looking.
Look where I'm shiny, because that'll still... Yes. Oh, it's a dry... Woo! No, yeah,
it's
not.
A dry spray. You're right. It's a drier type spray. Woo! Doesn't make you wet. It's not like spraying a mist of water or
something. I barely feel it. It's very light.
Well, here's hoping that we're very protected by it. I can't promise, because how can you tell? You don't look shiny at all. Not at all.
Okay, so this, I would say, so far is good.
Yeah.
Very lightweight, smells good. Very, like, I can't even tell I have sunscreen on.
No, exactly. I love it. I'm really excited by it. I mean, you know, hopefully I don't put it on and then, like, burn to a crisp one day.
It had good reviews?
It had excellent reviews.
Ooh, okay.
People adore it.
We needed a win, because we haven't had any.
We haven't had a win. So, JM Solution Marine Luminous Pearl Sunspray Amazon. We'll put it in the show notes, so you can find that.
Yeah, people will be like, ooh, who smells so good? I know.
Luscious. I know. And whose skin is not damaged by the sun? I'm really about not having sun damage. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So I've saved the best for last, Edie. Mm. This was an impulse buy at Ulta the other day. Mm-hmm. One of the things I indulge in when I'm in China, not constantly because I know it's not great for my lashes, but I go to this lovely salon and I get extensions, and eyelash extensions, and they're not like the ridiculous ones, like they're not anime, like cartoon eyelashes,
like Bambi,
right? They're not Bambi lashes. So she does a beautiful job. They're just a little bit thicker and a little bit longer than one might normally
do. I can always tell when you've had them done because you look so wide awake,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
And you have no makeup on but the lashes.
But right now I don't have, like, they've all come off, and I'm not wearing any mascara. And I bought, I bought magnetic eyelashes. Mm-hmm.
And it says that you need no adhesive.
Right, no adhesive needed.
I hope
easy
this isn't
to apply.
Like those toenails.
Pre-curved band. I know, it could be exactly like those toenails. Oh my gosh, I'm a little bit scared. We're just going to rip this open because I don't think I can return magnetic eyelashes.
Yes, you can.
Look at me, I'm already anticipating a return.
To Ulta?
Yeah.
As long as you have an account, you can return anything.
I don't have an account.
Oh, you just give them your phone number.
I didn't give them a phone number because I live in Beijing.
Okay, well, then you can't
return them. Okay, well, there you go. So let's just rip this baby open then. So this is what I'm confused about. There's four sets, but it says only... There's four lashes or, you know, sets of lashes, but it says there's only two applications. So I'm guessing one of these goes on the bottom. But, like, who does their bottom lashes? I don't know. Or maybe this is how they click together.
No, it says upper, under. Ugh. Okay. Like we're on Clockwork Orange.
One of us is going to look insane by the time
this is done. Oh, no. It has like a little grippy to put it on.
Yeah, almost like a tweezer, but more. Here, let me take
that's
a photo
scarier.
Of it.
Why don't I look at the... Okay, so one.
You look at the directions.
Hold the applicator
the
Ardell logo facing up and black magnetic strip facing you throughout the application process.
Okay, Edie, I think you're going to apply to me.
Use your hands to attach the upper magnetic lash to the applicator's upper magnetic strip.
Okay, so use your hands to do this. Okay, so I'm pulling them off.
Use your wee little hands.
Teeny little raccoon hands are now paws. My paws. Picking it up. Okay, now attach it to the...
Attach it to that. Okay. It should just...
Okay. Okay. Just like that so I can put it on. Yes. This doesn't seem not... Where's the magnetic
part? What is happening?
Like, what is
it
magnetized to?
No, it goes all over that.
Oh, my gosh. But what is it magnetized to?
I don't know.
It doesn't even make sense. My eyes are not magnetic.
Okay. Note, the upper magnetic lash and under magnetic lash will sandwich with your upper.
So it's not under your eyes. It's upper and under. There's one lower, right? On either side. Got it. Okay.
So.
That makes sense.
Does it?
Yes.
It does, but
okay.
Do you put them on at the same time?
Well, I think we're just gonna have to.
No, you have to
on.
Do. You put them on at the same time.
How do you do that?
Well, you put them on this thing, this
both
plastic
together.
Yeah.
What?
You have to.
I've taken my glasses off. Okay, is this upper? You're in charge. Is this upper? Yes, you've got the upper. Here's the lower.
Go on.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oops.
Are you ripping them? Okay, here's lower.
Okay. Oops. All right, I got it.
Okay.
I'm so scared. Okay, then that goes like that.
She's going to be coming at me with a big
No, now they're sticking together
already.
On this.
Okay, they're magnetizing.
They're magnetizing on the applicator, and they ruined it all.
Are you sure it's not just one at a time?
No, I can see the picture.
Okay. I can't read these directions. They're very confusing to me. I like things in paragraphs. I'm not one for charts and graphs and whatnot.
But this is numbered, a numbered list.
Okay.
Well, now I can't even get it back. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Now, the trick is to not...
So I'm going to have to, like, blink into it.
What?
I'm so glad you're doing it. Can't we just, like, slam it on like this?
No, because they have to... You have to, like, sandwich it between yours. Okay. Okay, we cannot waste our listeners' time, but... This, I think, is a no. We can play around with it.
Well,
should I
try
again?
We can erase what we don't, you know. If you get tired, you can jump ahead.
Okay, so I can easily get the top layer. But now when I try and put the bottom layer that we're going to sandwich.
Are you sure they're saying both at once?
Yeah. I mean, look at the picture. You might not understand numbered lists, but there's a picture with both of them.
Okay.
Because it has to sandwich. Must now like
position the upper prong above your natural left.
Well, now it's not even okay, Leah.
Press pulls together and quickly release to connect upper and lower.
This is BS. It just it's now they're both gone. Where did they go?
They're on your floor, and it's very dark and textured. Okay, the lashes are gone.
Where did they go?
$15. Down the drain.
Shut up.
We're not doing
shut up.
Our Dell magnetic eyelashes are not a go. Oh, I was hoping. Okay.
Well, the lashes seem to have just disappeared.
Yeah, they're gone. So, you know, this is we're one for five, is that right? What did we do? We did two toenails, we did the sunscreen spray, we did the lashes, and we did the volcanic. The volcanic roller.
That is just really like...
Edie's still looking.
Okay. It seemed like they ricocheted off my skirt. And now they probably just scuttled away like a Tim Burton character.
Just sit down and let's just say, well, that's it for the two chit-chat chicks this week. What can we say? We are drinking Clair Brune water. We're enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's a good brand.
Yeah.
So cheers to that.
That is a good brand. I like the pomelo grapefruit, and you have the strawberry guava.
Yes.
Which was recommended to me by a wonderfully chatty fit cashier at Woodman's once. He said that's his favorite because it has a sweetness to it.
All right.
And he doesn't eat sugar.
Okay.
Okay. So
now we're
two for six.
Okay, thank you for listening to this crazy episode, and we will post our one recommendation to the show notes. Oh, no, two. Also, Clair Brune.
Yeah, Clair Brune.
Okay, love to you all, and join us on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
And Insta.
Send us a review on iTunes, maybe not about this episode, but, you know, like us. Give us 5 stars. We'd appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Clack, clack.